Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're featuring Dorothy Brininger, otherwise known as Dorothy the Organizer, professional organizer and developer of the Boss Organization Program and professional organizer featured in all 14 seasons of The Hoarder Show on A&E. And Dorothy, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Woo, what an introduction. I am ready to rock and roll with you, Eric.
We could probably actually toot your horn a lot further, but you're certainly deserving of that intro and really great to have you with us. So first of all, Dorothy, how did you end up becoming a professional organizer?
It is an unusual way. I became a professional organizer because I spent 1 year traveling around the world, Eric. And during that time, I saw how more people had less stuff in all these countries, and they were happier than we were in the United States. I said, there's something to this. And when I came back, I started asking people if their stuff was weighing them down, and they said yes. So that's when I started decluttering a little bit, helping with goal planning and then how to declutter. And the more we get rid of stuff, it seems it paves the way and opens up opportunities for life.
Well, I certainly can understand that. Some good stuff to lead off our session here today. Now, you've crossed over to the entertainment side, which is an interesting twist, if you will. How has The Hoarder Show shaped you as a professional organizer?
It was and is, because we're still, in fact, I'll just let you know, if any of your listeners want to catch a Hoarder Show, I'm on in December again, and it's always on YouTube on A&E. But I got started with them approaching me saying, hey, Dorothy, you've got this guy who is in California, and he's got 6,000 bikes and bike parts inside his house. You know, and you cleared it up, and you kept him from going to jail. So they invited me on to the show, and, you know, we did with the pilot way back many years ago, to over a decade ago, and the show is still running. It is that popular.
Anytime you've been on TV for 14 seasons, that's enough said. It is certainly a popular show, no doubt. Now, during the pandemic, there has been a rise in people becoming professional organizers. How would you say you've contributed to the growth of this profession?
Well, I would say, you know, the profession itself, like when we ask people, you know, what's going on in your home, why would you need an organizer? First of all, they state, well, 25% of us have too much stuff, 33% of us have lack of space, and 27% of us have not enough time. And there are tons of negative impacts for cluttering. But just coming back to the pandemic itself, because people were full of fear right when it started, especially full of fear, and they were staying home, people were saying, oh my gosh, you know, when we're full of fear, we want control of our lives. And getting control of your life when you're stuck at home is by getting control of your space. And that's where the decluttering boom kind of happened. I was already on the show Hoarders, and I had been developing this course called the Boss Organizer Blueprint so that people could become professional organizers. And we call them boss organizers. So if people want to become a professional organizer, you know, an organizer, we have free events all the time, and it's free for anybody to come. Check it out, learn organizing tips, and learn how to become a professional organizer, and that's at bossorganizer.com. There's also one on December 16th, but that's what started happening, and I just started training all of these organizers, and it is like the course has, Eric, hundreds of videos in the course itself. It's an online video course that you can take anytime, anywhere, never expires.
And who wouldn't want to tap into that? What a fantastic resource. Today we're joined by Dorothy Brininger, otherwise known as Dorothy the Organizer, professional organizer and developer of the Boss Organization Program and professional organizer featured in all 14 seasons of The Hoarder Show on A&E here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, this may be a little bit of an overlap in your response, but what is the Boss Organizer Program, and how can individuals learn more about this program? Get into more details on that, if you would.
Right. So the bossorganizer.com, that program is an online video program that people can come in, learn how to become a professional organizer. There are videos, there are templates. It's all me teaching each person from how to get your confidence to how to set up your business, to how to get your first 21 clients and not have to pay for it, you know, how to price a job, all these things. And then if people like what they're doing and they want to become certified, then they can become a certified boss organizer. So we've got, you know, three different levels that people can travel through if they want to take it to the, you know, all the way to the big time, right? And be on TV and write books and all of that. So the program is pretty fantastic. We also have conferences. We give out awards. We have a huge community. Just in about 8 months' time, we already have nearly 700 boss organizers and people are signing up. And I'll tell you what, there is space for everybody. When you ask who should become a professional organizer or a boss organizer, the answer is if you got laid off during the pandemic, if you want to create your own hours, if you want to travel when you are working or work while you travel, if you have kids at home, if you are part of the sandwich generation, you have family members like teenagers who've gone off to college and you've got your parents' stuff and you're sandwiched between the two generations, you've got your stuff, you want to do it for yourself. Lots of people have reasons for wanting to become a professional organizer.
Well, once again, fabulous resources to tap into. And really, all of this would apply to the entire population or the majority of it. Really do appreciate your visit with us here today. Now, lastly, one last question. What is one piece of advice you can give an aspiring professional organizer hoping to grow their business and clientele?
Well, here's what I would say to any entrepreneur who's wanting to start their business and, you know, grow their clientele. And the first thing I say is share. You know, yes, we have business cards. Yes, we have websites. Yes, we have social media. But the bottom line is, you know, I was next door to my neighbor. She lived in a condo at the time. And I was just lamenting about something had gone wrong in my life. And she was lamenting about something in her life. And I said, well, I've got to go. I'm doing an organizing job. And she said, what? Organizing? And I said, yes. She said, come look at my garage. Like in a minute, just because I shared with a neighbor, I had a big organizing job in her garage. And she was a real estate agent for high-end clients. And boom, my sales pipeline was full for the rest of the year. So you just don't know where this is going to come from. You just share, and you will get your share of clients.
I truly believe that. Dorothy, really appreciate what you're doing for joining us here today. I'm sure listeners, you've definitely piqued their interest. Hit that website once again where listeners can get more information, not only on yourself, Dorothy the Organizer, but your boss organization program as well.
I would love to. So if you just want to get tips or have me work with you as a coach or organize you, then you go to DorothyTheOrganizer.com. And that's the case for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of that. It's DorothyTheOrganizer.com. And if you want to become a professional organizer, then you want to come to BossOrganizer.com. And we'll take care of you because organizing makes us feel great and it leaves your client feeling on top of the world.
And of course, we'll leave links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. And one final thing, folks, and I've learned this personally, anytime you're organized, you will be much more productive, much more apt to be successful. Your life will be so much easier. And Dorothy, we certainly appreciate all you do and for taking a moment to be with us here today on EPN.
Absolutely, Eric. Would love to come back again sometime. Thank you.
Of course, the door is wide open anytime, Dorothy. We've been speaking with and featuring Dorothy Brenninger, otherwise known as Dorothy the Organizer, a professional organizer and developer of the BOSS Organization Program and professional organizer, featured in all 14 seasons of The Hoarder Show on A&E. And for further information, visit DorothyTheOrganizer.com or BossOrganizer.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.